You know how spring just feels like a fresh start?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, for businesses that ship products, it's also a really good time to maybe shake things up a bit, get a competitive edge.
Absolutely, especially when you think about shipping costs.
Exactly, those all-important costs.
And spring cleaning your business strategy. It should definitely include taking a good hard look at shipping for small and medium-sized businesses, you know, SMBs. This isn't just about like saving a few pennies here and there.
No, it's bigger than that.
It really is. It's about unlocking some significant efficiencies, things that can really impact your bottom line and customer satisfaction too.
And that's exactly what we're diving deep into today. We're looking at practical, sort of no-nonsense strategies for SMBs,
Right.
how you can optimize shipping expenses, boost efficiency, especially now this spring.
And we're drawing on some great insights here.
We are. It's from Brandon Draga's article, How to Save on Shipping This Spring, over on FreightCom's website, published May 21st, 2025.
And you should think of it less as just, you know, cutting costs.
Yeah.
It's more like smart business.
Good way to put it.
Streamlining your shipping, it could free up capital, save you really valuable time, and ultimately let you focus on growing the business.
Yeah, the core stuff.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not just, you know, harder.
Couldn't agree more. So, what are the key areas we're going to unpack for you today? The article lays out some crucial strategies. We'll explore reevaluating your carrier options, how that can reveal some hidden savings.
That's a big one.
Yeah, and the surprisingly powerful impact of smart packaging choices.
Oh, yeah. Packaging matters more than people think.
And how technology can simplify your whole shipping process, plus the value of expert customer support, often overlooked, I think.
Definitely.
And finally, why getting a head start on peak season prep, like right now, is such a game changer. Okay, let's jump into that first one, reevaluating carrier options. It's so easy to just stick with who you know, right?
It really is. And that familiarity, well, it can actually cost you. There's this common assumption, you know, that the rates you have now are the best you can get.
Or it's just too much hassle to switch.
Right, that the hassle outweighs any savings.
Yeah.
But the article really challenges this. It points out that actually many SMBs are probably overpaying.
Just because they haven't looked around.
Pretty much, just because they haven't explored other options. Like, say you're shipping regionally, maybe within a 200-mile radius.
Okay.
You might find that smaller local carriers offer significantly better rates and maybe even faster service than the big national guys.
Really? Why is that?
Well, national carriers often prioritize those long-haul shipments, these specialized local carriers. They could be real hidden gems for certain delivery needs.
That's really interesting. We often think bigger is always better, but it sounds like niching down with carriers can actually be a pretty smart move sometimes.
It absolutely can.
So how does diversifying your carrier network actually become a game changer then?
Well, it gives you flexibility and it allows you to match the right carrier to the specific needs of each shipment you send out.
Ah, so not one size fits all.
Exactly. Different carriers excel in different areas, right? Some might be better for like small parcels, others for oversized items, and some might just have a stronger presence in certain geographic regions. So by not limiting yourself, you can optimize both cost and delivery time.
For each shipment individually.
Precisely. What's fascinating here is how this tailored approach, rather than that one-size-fits-all strategy, can lead to, well, substantial savings.
And this is where FreightCom's role becomes clear, isn't it? The article mentions what they bring to the table.
Exactly right. FreightCom leverages its collective buying power, and they have these established relationships with a whole network of reputable carriers.
Okay.
And this allows them to negotiate discounted rates, rates that individual SMBs, you know, typically wouldn't be able to get on their own.
So it's like pooling resources.
Think of it like that, yeah. Pooling the shipping volume of many smaller businesses to access pricing tiers usually reserved for like enterprise-level companies,
Right, the big players.
which means those potential savings we're talking about, they become much more accessible for an SMB.
So it sounds like they're acting almost like a shipping co-op for smaller businesses. That makes a lot of sense, leveraging that volume. And how does this help level the playing field?
Well, it empowers them. It empowers SMBs to offer more competitive shipping rates to their own customers.
Which is huge in e-commerce.
It's massive. In today's landscape, shipping costs heavily influence buying decisions. So this can be a significant advantage. If your shipping costs are lower, you can either, you know, absorb some of that to offer free or reduced shipping, which makes your products more attractive,
Or just boost your margins.
or boost your margins. Yeah. It raises a really important question for anyone listening. Could more competitive shipping options actually help you attract and retain more customers?
Definitely something to think about. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Let's move on to something that might seem basic, but wow, it has a surprising amount of impact. Smart packaging. It's more than just grabbing any old box, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The article highlights this concept of package optimization, and it's really all about being strategic. Strategic with the materials and the dimensions you use.
Okay.
The fundamental idea is pretty simple. The smaller and lighter your packages are, the less you'll pay in shipping fees.
Makes sense.
But it gets interesting when you factor in something called dimensional weight or DIM weight.
Ah, yes, I've heard of that. What is it exactly?
It's a pricing technique carriers often use. Basically, they look at the package's volume length times width times height in addition to its actual weight.
Okay.
So even if your product is really light, if you put it in a large, mostly empty box, that box can still cost you more to ship.
Ah, right. So you could have a light item in a huge box and still get charged as if it were, like, heavy because of the space it takes up.
Exactly. The article emphasizes using, you know, sturdy corrugated boxes to protect your products, obviously, but also being mindful of the box's own weight. And you're cushioning your filler. It should do its job without adding unnecessary bulk or weight. What really stands out is this balance, you know, protection versus efficiency. You need both.
It's a balancing act.
It is. Interestingly, some SMBs are actually moving towards using right-sizing technology.
What's that?
It scans the product and then automatically creates a perfectly sized box for it.
Wow.
Yeah. It drastically reduces the need for filler and cuts down those dimensional weight charges. It's an upfront investment, sure, but it can pay for itself pretty quickly for some businesses.
Wow, that's pretty sophisticated stuff. I bet a lot of businesses just, you know, grab whatever box is lying around.
That happens a lot, yeah.
The article also mentioned custom-sized boxes. Is that really worth the effort for smaller businesses?
It absolutely can be. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Paying for unused space inside a box is essentially just waste money. Custom-sized boxes give you a snug fit. That minimizes the need for excessive void fill, like bubble wrap or packing peanuts, and keeps those overall dimensions and therefore the costs down.
So it might seem like a small detail,
but these small efficiencies, they add up significantly over hundreds or thousands of shipments.
Okay, so we've talked about who's delivering your goods and what they're being delivered in. Now let's explore how technology can really, you know, streamline the whole shipping operation and save you money.
Right, and this is where things can get really transformative for a business. The article underscores that incorporating shipping technology, it's really no longer a luxury. It's become a crucial tool for efficiency and cost savings.
Makes sense.
Freightcom's all-in-one platform is mentioned as a prime example of this kind of solution. Think about automatically generating shipping labels, customs forms, invoices, and having those integrate directly with your accounting software.
All right.
That integration not only saves huge amounts of time on manual data entry, but it also significantly reduces the risk of errors. Errors that can lead to delays, extra charges, penalties.
All the headaches.
All the headaches, yeah.
So what specific features of a platform like that should SMBs really be looking for?
Well, the article highlights several key things. First, the ability to compare quotes from multiple carriers side by side in real time.
Crucial for getting the best rate.
Absolutely. Then, easy online booking directly through the platform. End-to-end tracking, which is huge for both you and your customers.
Yeah, customers expect that now.
They do. Then there's that automated documentation we just mentioned, and a centralized dashboard that gives you a clear overview of all your shipping activities in one place.
Sounds comprehensive. Is it easy to use?
That's critical too. The user friendliness is key. It should simplify your workflow, right? Not add extra complexity.
It sounds like it really takes a lot of the manual, maybe tedious, time-consuming tasks out of the equation.
Precisely. By centralizing your shipping management like that, you create a much more efficient, much more transparent process. And this significantly reduces the likelihood of miscommunication. And those costly mistakes we talked about, like incorrect addresses or missing paperwork, that can really eat into your profitability.
So it's not just about getting better shipping rates up front. It's also about saving valuable time and cutting down on those administrative headaches, which honestly can be surprisingly expensive when you factor in the time costs.
Exactly. And the time saved by automating these tasks, it frees up your team, your people, to focus on core business activities.
Like product development, sales.
Sales, customer engagement. the things that ultimately drive growth.
Right. Now, let's talk about something that might not be top of mind for everyone when they think shipping, but the article emphasizes it: expert customer support. Why is having knowledgeable support so critical in this process?
Well, the world of logistics, it can be intricate. And frankly, it can be a bit overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You've got constantly changing carrier regulations, complex customs procedures if you're shipping internationally.
Oh, yeah, customs.
And then just the occasional unexpected issue that pops up. You know, a shipment gets delayed or damaged.
Right.
Having access to a knowledgeable support team, like the dedicated account managers and experienced operations team, the article says FreightCom offers that can be an absolute lifeline in navigating these complexities.
So they can help you troubleshoot problems quickly.
Yes, and provide guidance on optimizing your shipping strategy based on your unique business needs.
So it's kind of like having a dedicated guide, someone to help you navigate the often choppy waters of shipping logistics.
That's a great way to put it. Exactly. They can help you proactively identify potential issues before they happen, help optimize your routes, and ultimately avoid costly errors or delays. Mm-hmm. And this level of personalized support, it can significantly enhance your customer satisfaction too. Because when your shipping process runs smoothly,
your customers have a better experience. And happy customers tend to be loyal customers, right? So it's actually an investment in customer retention as well.
Absolutely. And expert advice can also help you stay ahead of the curve. They might inform you about new regulations or maybe cost-saving opportunities that you might otherwise miss.
Okay.
It's really about having a partner who understands the nuances of shipping and can help you make informed decisions.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground already. Carrier options, packaging, tech support. Now let's look ahead a bit, specifically getting ready for the peak shipping season. The article points out that spring is actually the ideal time to start thinking about this. Why so early? Why not wait until things actually get busier?
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive maybe, but that proactive approach is absolutely essential.
Okay.
By starting your preparations now, in the spring, you give yourself ample time. Time to analyze your current shipping processes, identify any potential bottlenecks or weaknesses.
Find the kinks in the system.
Exactly. And implement necessary improvements before the inevitable surge in demand hits later in the year.
Right. So you're prepared.
This early planning is really key to ensuring your shipping stays efficient and cost effective, even when volumes spike. Think about analyzing data from past peak seasons.
Looking back to look forward.
Yeah. Where did you experience delays last year? What unexpected costs popped up? Mm-hmm. Understanding your past performance is crucial for optimizing your strategy moving forward.
So it's about getting your ducks in a row early so you're not scrambling when the holiday rush or whatever your peak is actually hits.
Precisely. And this preparation, it ties directly back to all the other strategies we've discussed.
How so?
Well, diversifying your carrier network now gives you more options when capacity inevitably gets tight during peak season.
Ah, good point.
Optimizing your packaging becomes even more critical when you're shipping much higher volumes.
Oh, right.
To keep costs down.
Mm-hmm.
And ensure your shipping technology is fully integrated and, you know, ready to handle the increased load. That's essential for smooth operations when things get crazy.
Oh.
Preparing in advance allows you to leverage all these tools, the carriers, the packaging, the tech, much more effectively when you need them most.
So it sounds like it's not just about surviving the peak season. It's really about maintaining your competitive edge and meeting those heightened customer expectations during busy times.
Exactly. Proactive preparation allows you to maintain consistent delivery times, manage costs effectively, and that ultimately contributes to a positive customer experience and strengthens your reputation, even under pressure.
Okay, so let's try and bring it all together for everyone listening. The main message seems to be: spring is the perfect time for SMBs to really refresh their shipping game plan.
Yeah, definitely a good time for a refresh.
That means taking a fresh look at your carrier options, seeing if there are savings hiding there.
Mm-hmm. Reevaluating is key.
Optimizing your packaging to cut down on weight and size.
Don't neglect the box.
Right. Embracing technology to streamline your logistics and reduce errors.
Leverage those platforms.
Leveraging expert support for guidance and problem solving when things go wrong.
That human element is important.
And crucially, starting your preparations for your peak shipping season right now, not later.
Yeah, the game.
And as the article from FreightCom highlights, their platform seems designed to kind of integrate these crucial elements, offering a pretty comprehensive solution for SMBs looking to optimize.
That's right. It connects you to that wide network of carriers we talked about, provides the tools to efficiently manage your shipments from quote to delivery, and gives you access to that expert support.
Right. Their platform, it sounds like it's built to simplify everything from comparing rates and booking shipments to real-time tracking and generating all those necessary shipping documents. It's all about giving you the tools to ship smarter and more cost-effectively.
So if you're listening and you're an SMB owner or operator and you're looking to gain better control over your shipping costs, maybe boost your operational efficiency, the article suggests connecting with FreightCom's shipping experts.
Yeah, see how you can refresh your strategy and maybe realize some savings throughout the entire year, not just seasonally.
Worth exploring.
Definitely. And as you think about these strategies we've discussed today, the carriers, the packaging, the tech, the support, the planning, maybe consider which one could potentially offer the biggest or perhaps the most immediate impact for your specific business right now.
Yeah. Where's the low-hanging fruit?
Exactly. Maybe start there. Take that first step towards a more efficient, more cost-effective shipping process this spring.